This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Day before Memorial Day, where a lot of Americans are out grilling hamburgers and hot dogs and spending time with their families. But on this Sunday broadcast, on the eve of Memorial Day, I want to spend some time discussing the history of Memorial Day versus Veterans Day and some of the popular misconceptions out there concerning the United States and our 240-year history from my perspective and my point of view. Because what I want to break down here isn't about defending InfoWars.com or Alex Jones and my ideas. It is about clarifying where I stand on very complex, delicate issues. But I see some comments on InfoWars, and I think these are important comments, where people are saying, you know, you claim America is this big evil empire, and you claim that our military has done all these horrible things, but then you say we should honor our veterans, especially on days like Memorial Day, that marks the dead in this nation's history, the number in the millions in different wars and conflicts. Now, for me, it's very, very simple, but I can see how folks get confused by this. I love the American idea of our republic. I am in love with the founding of this nation and the incredible epic things that took place. And I believe in the free market Americana idea. I am an admirer of American culture and of our past and much of the things that are happening in our present. We have been an exceptional nation, hands down. And so today I want to spend a little bit of time discussing some of the exceptional things we've done. And I'm not going off notes here. I'm just going off my heart and off my mind and off my memory. And then perhaps once we post this audio/television show, the InfoWars, after we're live today, other folks can then add their comments about what they think makes America so great and how do we rediscover that greatness and bring it back. So I'm going to talk about the American spirit today, and I think that's embodied to a great extent by our veterans, especially those that are fallen, and their ultimate sacrifice. You can also say that America is illustrated by its inventiveness and by its exploration. And yes, the American spirit is also known to not be one that bends to the will of the corrupt or the powerful. And it's that essential spirit captured in the Declaration of Independence, 1776, July 4th, that is so antithetical to the globalist, technocratic, New World Order, top-down system of tyranny. So America never truly lived up to its great dreams and its great visions, but just the attempts to do it made this republic the apple of the world's eye and a model that others have tried to follow for over 200 years. The planet instantly was in love with America. The planet instantly wanted to come to the New World, especially after the Republic was established. And we have been exceptional. The globalists have been attacking everything that has made us rugged individuals, everything that has made us exceptional. And quite frankly, I want to see 1776 worldwide. And that doesn't mean American power or hegemony worldwide, but American soft power. And what truly made this republic great, the true core values that are universal and are in humanity, and that only one example of which was this republic. So that's what it comes down to. Not exporting our ideas, but actually exercising those true systems in a 21st century renaissance, a new enlightenment, to where you don't have to conquer people. They want to adopt and also adapt those ideas and those systems that made us great because they work so well. That's why under Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven and the Globalist Project, they must defeat America. They must use us to build their world government. They must use the Republic to carry out their dirty work and have our name on their system. So that first global government will fall and then the new world government will come in on its ashes and on the ashes of this republic. And I'm here to try to resist that. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break.
Words Americans most associate with Hillary. Liar. Not trust.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us on this May 29th, 2016 Sunday edition. It is the eve of Memorial Day, and I wish to defend Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and the American flag today, because these symbols of Americana have been seized, have been captured by the globalists, and have been used to sell tyranny and oppression worldwide, while at the same time preparing our republic for its eventual total and complete collapse. This is the essence of the globalist project, and I want to expose it right now. Now, coming up, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to air a interview that I conducted Friday night with Tim Kennedy. Tim Kennedy is better known as being one of the top UFC middleweight fighters in the world. He's also known for being drug clean when most of the other fighters keep getting caught on steroids. But I don't really admire him because of the UFC. I admire him because I happen to know a lot of people that are retired and current special forces in the SEALs, but particularly in the Army, also some Marines. And they, across the board, say that Tim Kennedy is one of the most honorable constitutionalist people that they've ever met, and that he's also, hands down, one of the most dangerous, committed, versatile soldiers they've ever seen. He's basically the Army's Chris Kyle, but the Army doesn't allow legends to grow. They're the quiet professionals. And he actually worked with Chris Kyle, interfacing with him on a lot of the Army / Navy missions. And I happen to other folks to know some of the work that he does. Let's just say it's the highest level of the Army in the most elite joint forces units. And that's why when he's privately, not told me anything classified, but privately, you know, giving me intel that's important, that dovetails my own research, I pay attention to it. But on the Friday radio show, you know, he said, look, there are ISIS cells here in America confirmed. And they are looking at basically the DNC and RNC. And ISIS has said they're doing that, you know, in the news. So that's how he's able to talk about it. But he basically pointed out that, yes, the globalist contingent in our government is allowing these people in so that when they attack, they can do just what they've done in Europe, they can take our liberties away. Doesn't make sense, but logic, you know, is being exterminated right now in this country and worldwide. So coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's just a nine-minute interview. It's very condensed, very focused. We're going to premiere that here on the radio coming up. Also, there's an extremely viral video that I shot a few days ago dealing with the fact that Donald Trump has the globalists absolutely just scared to death, and why. And it's because he's mainlining the understanding that there is a shadow government. There is a global government being formed, and it's anti-prosperity, anti-human. This is only a seven-minute interview, so we're going to come back in the next segment, and I'm going to play it. But here it is, short and sweet. America never realized all of its dreams, but the dreams of our republic are the greatest expression of the Renaissance, the New Enlightenment. And that came out of Christians, to boil it down, that wanted to have an open, free society where you could still have any religion you wanted and not have a state-run religion. And who wanted to build a new civilization truly based on brotherly love and free association. And that's what caused the Renaissance. The United States was a project of the Renaissance and a project of the real Illuminati, not the false 1776 Jesuit clone they created at Ingolstadt University. And I'm not even saying it was a Jesuit conspiracy, but it was a Jesuit priest who then launched the French Revolution later. That's why they launched it the same year, right after ours had already kicked off in 1775. You know, our Declaration of Independence started almost a year later on July 4th. And it is that Declaration of Independence that is the heart of Americana and that incredibly beautiful idea that just 10% of the implementation of it made us the freest, most prosperous nation on earth. And on Memorial Day, we remember the Americans by the millions who fought and who died and who believed in something. So, yes, America's flag gets flown over corrupt things that happen. We've been captured. I want to take our flag and our republic back. Yes, our nation does a lot of bad things and exports a lot of cultural rot because we've been captured and taken over. The parasite that's in America and in Europe of evil and corruption isn't America, isn't Europe. But it wants to use us to build its world government again and then collapse us. And I know you know that. But we cannot allow this scapegoating to happen. The America I love created more than 90% of the world's modern inventions. The America I love was known for trailblazing and not bowing to tyranny and going and freeing the oppressed and trailblazing the end of slavery along with England. Yes, it was England and the United States that trailblazed ending slavery to a certain extent. It's back in Africa now and some areas of Asia and the Middle East. So that's the America I admire and love. It's the America that empowered women and the America that first got women the right to vote anywhere in the world. Same thing happened in England and Europe. It's the countries that came up with the scientific exploration and just almost every cutting-edge system you can imagine, America is the leader. And when we went to war, we were the most feared because we defeated empires that no one else had ever stopped, like the British. So that's why I love this republic. I could talk for hours. I could talk for days. I could talk for weeks. I know you can think about all the great things this exceptional nation did. But when Putin says you're no longer exceptional, it's true. We are exceptional at corruption, exceptional at evil, exceptional at letting the IRS persecute patriots and veterans and Christian groups. We've become exceptionally fat, culturally and physically. We've become exceptionally lazy on average. But just because America has been hijacked and taken over doesn't mean then we hate the republic and just get rid of it and accept whatever the latest globalist fad is, because it's globalism that brought us to this low position. And I know you, the key InfoWars audience, literally the key people awake worldwide, understand that. But we have to get that message out to others. Here's what it comes down to. I see comments on InfoWars.com where Joe Biggs with the Vietnam Memorial last night, after it got defaced, he went to report on it. He's there with our camera folks. He's going to be part of the big rally coming up tomorrow, so be sure and support him. He tells her at InfoWars.com and on my Twitter and on his Twitter. But they're like, what are you doing out there supporting the Vietnam War? What are you doing supporting all the bloodthirsty baby-killing veterans? You know, what are you doing out there, you know, you scum? And this guy gets in Big's face, and he gets back in that guy's face. Our country's been better than the others promoting freedom and liberty. Our ideas are the best. Our playbook's the best, even if we never implemented it that much. Do you understand? So I support the people that fought and died because they believed they were fighting for this country. At least they went out and did something. At least they stood up for something. And many of them were conscripted under the draft. And it goes on from there. I support people that care enough to come out and be there and remember the people that died. Because I admire people that are willing to stand up and fight and believe in something. And that's why it's hard for me to sit here and even talk about this without getting tears in my eyes. Because I think about all my family that have been in the military and what good, straight, strong, hardworking people they are. And then I could call them at 3 a.m. if I needed them to come to my house and help me if I had a leak in the roof or I was sick. And I think about the rest of the public and all the scum and the chicken necks that come out and spit on the veterans and spit on our reporters and attack us and laugh when a police horse falls down because they run into it and it breaks its leg and they celebrate. Let me tell you, if I got to choose sides, I'm going to choose the military and I'm going to choose the police and I'm going to choose what's left of America, because I'm here to tell you the globalists are trying to throw this country over. That's why they show the bad cops. That's why they show the bad troops. That's why they promote it and push it, not to reform it, but to absolutely make us hate the military and hate the police and hate our local governments, because they know that's all that's left of America. And let me tell you, it isn't perfect and it's falling apart, but it's still got basic ideas enshrined in it that scare these globalists to their very core level. And they want to strangle and extinguish the fire of liberty in this republic. They want to shut down the press. They want to shut down our inventiveness. They want to shut down our industry. They want to shut down our families and attack our fathers and our mothers and our daughters and our sons and abort our children. These globalists hate our guts, and they've stolen the republic, and they've used this great engine to take over the world while debilitating us and getting ready to destroy us. We're going to come back from break. I'm going to speak a few more minutes about why I support Memorial Day and why I choose America and this republic. And then we're going to go to this other special report. And Anthony Gucciardi is coming in. Stay with us.
Thousands of years ago, there was a base.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you for joining us. Anthony Gucciardi, again, is coming up towards the end of the hour, and we'll be hosting the broadcast, taking your phone calls on what Memorial Day and Veterans Day means to you. Do you disagree with what I've said? If so, I mean, what do we replace it with? Simple questions like that. But I also want to hear from people just about American exceptionalism. We were exceptional by every benchmark, by every foreign historian's eye. We really have been a special country. What made us special? And I want to rediscover that, and I want to promote that, and that's what I believe in, and that's what I stand for. And I'm not going to sit here and just give up on this republic as the globals try to destroy our morale and destroy our will and get all of us to stand down. Because I'm here to tell you, we're in a battle for this republic and a battle for this world. The globalists are evil, anti-human eugenicists, cold-blooded, self-serving, the most wicked people you could imagine, totally turned over to the dark side. And we can stand up and defeat it if we realize how big the stakes are. It's that simple. And Donald Trump, regardless of who he is, has caught that zeitgeist of nationalism. And that's why the controllers are so scared of him. And that's why there's a huge awakening happening around the world that he and all of us are only one small manifestation of. This is only the beginning. So I'm going to re-air this special report we did on how Donald Trump has helped take us over the zeitgeist, the tipping point against globalism, where now people see the worldwide shadow government for what it is and are now learning the details. That is the first major step in defeating the globalists. We're there. The education level is here. This is a very, very special moment. Stay with us. The establishment is in panic mode like it's never been before. In the last 24 hours, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, and many other establishment media outlets all came out and said, we're in panic mode. Donald Trump is channeling Alex Jones. Donald Trump's getting his worldview from Infowars.com.
And any sort of conspiracy theory, anything from the 80s, the 90s, or even beyond, I think is just continuously stoking that
theory. But this also just feels very narrowcast to me. I mean, this I really think it's been amazing to watch this. I mean, you got Alex Jones, who I've been watching a lot recently. He's like the main conspiracy theorist, the sort of probably the most popular in American life right now. You know, Roger Stone goes on that show every day. Right. There's this crazy vortex of all that stuff back from the 90s and Dan Burton firing a gun, you know, into a pumpkin or whatever the hell it was. All of that stuff, which has been simmering there forever and Drudge has stoked, is now sort of exploding through the channel of Trump. And part of the challenge, Michael,
he's talking about the JFK assassination. He's talking about Clinton's killing people and rape. Oh my gosh, it's so terrible. It's so horrible. What do we do? Well, the majority of Americans know the government killed Kennedy. It's over 90% in polls. The Clinton scandals with the mysterious deaths and everything are incredibly famous. The term Arkansas cited. He's talking about things that the majority of Americans know are going on. And what's happening is the facade of the mainstream media is falling, and they're figuring out the facade is falling because when they criticize Trump for talking about these things, he gets more popular. The tide is now officially turned. They keep trying to turn the tide back, and it's not working. Am I proud of the fact that they're saying, you know, Trump gets his worldview from Alex Jones? Yes, but that's not even true. My worldview of how the globalists operate in history is mainly off declassified documents, congressional hearings. It was declassified in the 1960s and in the 70s in the church hearings that the CIA put out the term conspiracy theorist to criticize even mainline investigative journalists that were exposing opium coming out of Vietnam and things like that. This has all happened. They've been caught over and over again. That's their term. And now Trump comes in, amplifies what I'm saying, what Drudge Report and Matt Drudge is saying, and just common sense stuff, and it's blown past them, and their facade has collapsed. It was always a facade, but now it's blown over. And Trump is hitting a whole new demographic worldwide. Even if he was a sellout, even if he's a bad guy, which I don't think he is. I think the guy's a hero. He's doing irrevocable damage to him. This is an incredible time to be alive, and the info war has never been exploding faster. We're getting like triple the traffic we got 6 months ago. It's just amazing how mainline our information is going. Mainline libertarians, mainline conservatives, mainline anti-war patriots, Amish-type folks, folks that are into being natural and organic, they're all awake. But they were already awake. I didn't wake them up. I was just a prominent person putting the information out and organizing it and having great reporters like our crew and you, the listeners, getting the info out. We're all a family, from every race, color, and creed, part of this fight. And history is happening. This is the potential beginning of 1776 Part 2. They're going to crash economies. They're going to start big wars. They're going to pull out the stops, folks, but we know that they try to use these crises, both manufactured and real, to get more power, and that's why they're being defeated.
And the guys, oh no, not another one. Where is it? How old is this kid? How old is this kid? Get out of here. Get out of here. Still wearing diapers. Look at this kid. The kid looks like he's 10 years old. I've never seen that. It's unbelievable. That's the youngest protester I've ever seen. Actually, Ted Cruz had a very young one also. I've never seen anybody like that. All right.
Trump is just mainlining what the majority of Americans are already concerned about. And we're tired of being lied to. And the system is in full panic mode, turning all these thugs loose to try to go shut down free speech rallies and more, and that's only backfiring. The system is so scared right now. But bottom line, America's culture is a conspiracy culture since 1776, when we were ruled by a faraway land, by a faraway empire. We were born out of not trusting the government and wanting a small government. We're just rediscovering who we were and what made us great. We've been occupied by multinational globalists that say they're establishing a world government. And everything from the New York Times to the Financial Times of London. Then we say we don't want to be part of an unelected world government, and you call us dangerous terrorists. In the Washington Post 3 days ago.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
You people want to have a full takeover of America when you've already seized its institutions. You want to shut down free speech. We're not flat-footed. We warned everybody. Patriots 60 years ago got the word out. And now we held your system back for so long, it finally is getting here. You're behind schedule, but people are now awake. And we're warned that you were coming and what your system would be. People like Ron Paul 30, 40 years ago, people like... Oh, it's just amazing. People like Barry Goldwater 50 years ago, they were so on target. And we stand on their shoulders today. This is just an incredible time. So spread the word. People are ready to wake up to the fact that we have an occupied government of takeover artists. And we're going to restore our republic if we understand these people are illegitimate. Break the trance and take our republic back. Their takeover was so big and so over the top. That was its advantage because it was just so incredible. But once the hoax that it doesn't exist is gone, it's game over. Infowars.com is just one key outpost in this fight. Please intensify our efforts against the globalists, restore our republic, and free the world from the hands of the New World Order.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many...
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nation Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This information, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back again. I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com is the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. The globalists are doing everything they can to block this site. We need InfoWars to realize the battle is now worldwide and get our videos and articles and other key intel out to everyone as much as you can, as fast as you can, continually, because we're starting to turn the tide. Now, here is the key interview we're premiering now with Tim Kennedy, top level special forces operative, on the coming attempt to destabilize and overthrow the country. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome back here on InfoWars Nightly News and this Friday evening edition. Now, we've already seen civil unrest at record levels since the 60s here in the United States, mainly Bernie and Hillary supporters, attacking our own Ja'Kari Jackson, hitting him with a rock, attacking police forces with barricades they're throwing at people, the New York Times calling for somebody to kill Trump, Glenn Beck saying he wants to stab him. The establishment media the leftists are really trying to destabilize this country from my historical research. But Tim Kennedy, Green Beret, tours all over the world, famous UFC fighter, obviously, has also worked in some of the most elite units that deal with continuity of government and things like that. Now, he didn't tell me that. I know folks that are involved in that, and they say he's one of the top guys. But he says, yes, I'm an expert, and that he can speak to it. And so I want him to kind of repeat to us what he said behind the scenes about how concerned he is about what is coming, what is already here, and how bad it could get, and how we stop it and maintain our free, open republic. Because make no mistake, the Soros-backed globalists want civil disobedience, civil emergencies, riots, looting, race war, to bring in even greater control later. They're pushing this to take everybody's free speech in the end. So for about 8 minutes we have left here in this final segment of InfoWars Nightly News tonight, I'm going to give the floor to Tim Kennedy.
It's a scary thing coming up. You know, what we know is coming is the perfect petri dish for bad things to happen. You don't see riots in Chicago in the middle of winter. It's too cold. People don't want to go outside, right? So for really civil unrest to happen, you have to have a bunch of little things that set up for the perfect situation. You have to have a reason, right? People are so emotionally involved in this presidential election right now, and finally for the first time realizing that there's something wrong with our country, that there's been like the existential perspective that the eyes are open. Eyes wide open, we know that something's not right. The racial segregation that, you know, even though we have a president saying, I'm trying to break down borders, we've never had so much hate between different racial segments, which is disheartening and concerning. But what's even more scary is we know that all of these things individually are setting up for the perfect opportunity for serious civil unrest. And now that we're moving into summer, we're moving into the presidential election, we're moving into us sending troops back into Iraq. We're looking at groups and segments of people that are supporting specific presidential nominees that are losing their guy, that are furious over the fact that, you know, Ted Cruz, you know, the never Trump people or the never Hillary people or the never Sanders people. All those people are losing their guys and they're only going to have two options. And now we have a perfect conducive environment for some serious problems. You think riots in, you know, Missouri was bad? Just wait until July. Just wait until August.
So the dominoes are set up and lined up, and Soros and others want to kick them over. What do we do?
Now, you say dominoes. I say the gasoline. You know, like the trench has been dug, and it is just full of accelerants. You know, like you have every single thing for that fire to just explode. And now,
so the climate's perfect.
Yes, the climate is perfect. The temperature is perfect. Everything is right for things to go really
well. So the planets are aligning, and most analysts are saying that. It's happening all over the world. We've seen some of the globalists funding Arab Spring to put radical Muslims in and other things. How do we counter this? I mean, educating the public?
Being prepared, first of all. You know, as an individual, you have to get ready. You have to do all the little things that, you know, don't think that people don't care if people think that you're crazy. Don't think that you're being a fanatic, that you're being a prepper. I'm only responsible for my family. My family's going to have food. My family's going to have water. We are going to be safe. And if you think I'm crazy because I want to make sure my family's protected, fine, that's the way it is. But as an individual, you need to look and research about ways that you need to prepare for what would happen in whatever city you live in. If you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Trump comes to town and the whole entire city loses its mind, they're breaking horses' legs, they're throwing Molotov cocktails, that's in May. Before we even have him as a nominee, what do you think is going to happen in August when we're just a couple of months away from the election, when things are really ripe? It can get bad, and it can get bad fast. You need to do the research and figure out what you have to do to really prepare to make sure that your family's safe.
So August, September, key times.
Yeah, July, August, September, all the way up into, you know, finally November. It's when it starts cooling off, people get a little bit, while their emotions get higher because we're getting closer to an election, you know, like the temperature and the environment will maybe preclude people from getting out in the streets.
Also, I see political solutions to this. Letting Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Obama, and others who can't win political debates but want to try to throw the country into crisis, it's important to know that they've done this all over the world and to let them know and the public know that they're going to be held accountable. I mean, I think at a certain point when George Soros has spent, in just Ferguson alone, $35 million or $33 million trying to cause race war and attack on the police, I mean, it's clear that's sedition. And how long is this guy allowed to do this? I mean, I defend the First Amendment. I'm a constitutionalist. So are you, Tim. But at a certain point, when you've got some outsider trying to destabilize the country, that's criminal sabotage, in my view. There's got to be some limit to this. I mean, if I went to Europe, and if I had billions of dollars, or some other country or region, and tried to finance destabilization, people come after me.
Yeah, they'd hang you. If you walk into a movie theater and you scream fire, you go to jail. You know, you have committed a crime.
Absolutely.
And that is what they're doing on a micro scale into individual cities, into even states. And now, nationally, they are inciting and encouraging racial wars and riots. It's like our worst nightmare has come to fruition. We are actually realizing that you put these people in front of a camera and give them a microphone, and they're enabling other people to hurt police officers, to go and stab and riot and everything that we're against as a nation. These people are encouraged.
And it's the very same Peter Sutherland, George Soros, and others that are in Europe that have let 5 million, quote, refugees in that you've talked about. How big are these cells? How big is the danger of what's happened in Europe? Because, you know, here they use a bunch of leftist mobs and others brainwashed by the public school system. Over in Europe, they're bringing in 5 million jihadis, 80% are military-aged men, I'm told. From your connections and research, is that accurate?
Yeah. So if you bring in, let's say, 100 people, we know somewhere between 10 to 15 of them have been radicalized, but they're extremists. So when you're talking that you're bringing in 1 million people, how many of those now do we know are extremists?
150,000.
50,000. Now look at what one does in San Bernardino. One guy and his stupid wife go and start mowing down people. That's one dude.
They're liberal coworkers.
Think about what 100,000 of them could do in this country. What they're going to do in Europe in the next 5 years. It's coming.
So why would Merkel and Hollande and others bring them in? Use the civil emergency to ban nationalist and patriot speech. That's what they've done.
If you want to be able to shut people up, you have to use fear. So the definition of terrorism is to use fear or violence as a tool, as a weapon to achieve your objectives, right? If you're a politician, you can use that same fear to take away freedoms, to pass acts that give you access to every single iPhone out there. Be like, no, it's a terrorist. We need to be able to get inside of that guy's phone. He's really bad. Just give us access to all iPhones so that so we can protect you. That's terrorism in my definition. You're using fear as a weapon to gain more
absolutely
freedom.
Wow, Tim Kennedy, that was powerful info. The whole country, the whole world's in danger of escalated civil unrest, like Google financing the Arab Spring to just bring in that tyranny, and these vultures sit on top of it. You're getting folks ready with sheepdogresponse.com and more. We're trying to get people ready by informing them. Thanks for coming in with your geopolitical and military and just common sense analysis. It's great to have you here with InfoWars, isn't it? All right, folks, that's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission, and back Monday with the 4-hour radio/TV show. You can find all the listings and more at InfoWars.com/show. Have a great weekend. And reach out to your friends.
We're introducing the best yet, the brand new. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
Right, this is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'll be your host for the rest of the program. And I'll tell you what, today, Memorial Day weekend, right? Lots of insane things going on. It's actually funny. I wasn't going to make it in today because of something I'm going to tell you about in a moment. But once I talked to Alex on the phone, I read some of this news. I had to come in here. Vandals defacing war memorials, Vietnam war memorials in California, different areas. It's unfortunately more than one story. Caregivers accused of murdering World War II veteran today. Crime scene declared after looting at Virginia battlefield. Lots of stuff going on Memorial Day weekend that unfortunately is on the very, very sad side. So we've got Joe Biggs coming up next hour. In fact, live from D.C., and he's going to talk about some of the looting and the defacing of the war memorials and how he was talking about it and covering it, and protesters came up protesting him covering the defacing of the war memorial. So you get to see firsthand what these people look like who, I guess, are in favor of defacing the war memorials. Very, very sad stuff. Also got plenty of other news. I mean, stacks and stacks of news. Just this amount here is hard. We're not even going to be able to cover it, most likely. I've got show points. How about 100,000 in the U.S. now work for Chinese firms, new generation buying books to express their personalities. ISIS is using 50,000 civilians as human shields as Iraqi forces blitz Fallujah, and they're apparently now getting into the sex trade. We've got lots of very interesting news coming up. Now, first, as I was alluding to, I almost didn't make it into this program today for a very absurd and bizarre reason. This morning, And I think that shows how good of a show it's going to be. This morning, I had the worst pain of my entire life. 10 out of 10 pain, like someone was stabbing me repeatedly with a knife. And I passed a kidney stone, a very sizable kidney stone. From my understanding, it's actually very, very large. And if you're watching on Infowars.com/show right now, live on television or listening on radio, basically what it looks like is a war weapon. I mean, if you could create some type of torture device, biological torture device, that's what this kidney stone looks like. Jagged, sharp. It was terrible. Hours and hours of agonizing pain. And I finally got rid of it. I know it's a little disgusting this morning. And I'm still here joining you right now, live on air. I wanted to make sure that I come in and do whatever it takes to talk about this stuff. So that's what happened to me this morning, past that. And CNN says it's worse than childbirth. And hey, here's another thing. Vince Neil from Motley Crue canceled his show the day he passed a kidney stone. Well, not us. This is going to be a good show, all right? We're coming to you live. This is the Alex Jones Show, where I pass a kidney stone, I still do the show. So it's going to be good. We got Biggs coming up next hour. In fact, Biggs also has this special report we're going to premiere here first about the defacing of the war memorials and what's going on there. And he's going to come on next hour and talk about it. So let's go ahead and play this report. Very, very disturbing stuff.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. And as you can see, we're standing in front of another memorial, another Vietnam memorial. Now, right across from me is the actual wall with all the names of the men and the women who died fighting in Vietnam. Now we have an article up at Infowars.com talking about the defacement, the vandalizing of a Vietnam memorial in California, and how it pissed off veterans, how it pisses me off to have been someone who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, to have a father who almost died in Vietnam many times. And what's going on while I'm giving this speech? Some guy wants to walk behind me, liberal troll, the entire time and heckle us because we're talking about this, saying that we're out of our mind. And that's what we're seeing every day. We go to these Trump rallies. We see people waving Mexican flags, communist flags, the hammer and sickle, all this. But no one once ever has an American flag. And when they do, what do? They're called racist, sexist, xenophobic. It's out of control. So we're going to show you these two clips, and you guys decide what it is. But I think this is ridiculous. This is a direct reflection of poor leadership by our government that we're making our military look like crap in front of everyone. And what we're doing right now is we're destroying what it means to be patriotic. We should be happy to be American. We should proudly wave our flag. And that's what it's all about. So check these two video clips out. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Because many men and women have sacrificed their lives. They've sacrificed their time, their family, their sanity for a country they truly believe in. What happened to the three things that America were originally built on? God, country, family. We have an administration that completely demonizes Christianity all over the world. Obama goes from country to country bowing down to other people.
You're full of shit, and why don't you move to another country? Because we don't need people like you.
Dude, I actually fought for the f***ing country, so go f*** off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you like Obama, dude. Around. Every time I go to a Trump rally, there's communists running around with waving their flags, people covering their face saying they want to stop hating their state, and yet they're flipping cars and assaulting people. That's what America's coming to. We're at a pivotal point in our lifetime right now where we have these extreme leftists that are attacking our way of life. If you want to come to our country, you need to assimilate. You need to understand what it means to be an American. You need to be happy. You want to be able to cut yourself and bleed red, white, and blue. Yeah, well, go on, guys. Bye. So either way, guess what? There's a lot of people out here who don't like America, and there's a lot who do. My dad fought in Vietnam, and I fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to have fought for America. So if you don't like what I'm saying, you can go buzz off. Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we're at our nation's capital today. It's Memorial Day weekend, so that's why we're in Washington, D.C. And the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Rally is going on tomorrow, and Donald J. Trump will actually be speaking at the Lincoln Memorial, which is just not too far away from us right now. But one of the things I want to talk about, the fact that there was a Vietnam memorial that was defaced in Venice, California. You know, this hits me near and dear. I'm a son of a Marine who fought hard in the Vietnam War. And I myself am retired from the U.S. Army. I served 10 years, and I fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it pisses me off to see social justice warrior punks come out and deface something like this that means a lot to me. I have respect for my country. What happened to patriotism in our country? The fact that people used to be proud to wave their American flags. Instead, what happens is we go to these Donald Trump rallies and we see a whole bunch of people waving Mexican flags, communist flags, and not one of them ever have an American flag. But they keep talking about how they love America and they want to stop hating their state. And yet they go out and they flip cars. They throw rocks at people. Ja'Kari Jackson, an African-American, was assaulted by a Hispanic guy and called a racist because he was there simply filming at the rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What is going on? What happened to the patriotism in our country? What happened to people riding up and down the road being proud of what's going on, being proud of America? Yeah, we do have a failed government, a government that screwed us over time and time again. I understand that. But don't you dare put that on the backs of the men and women who actually gave up their family time, their life, their sanity, to go and fight for their country, to fight for these rights, to fight for freedom of speech, for the Second Amendment. To have all of this, it's important. Memorial Day is not just a day for you to get off work and go drink beer and, you know, watch baseball or something. No. It means a lot more to that. It means what I went through. It means what through my dad went through, my brother who fought in the Marines in Iraq. It means a lot to a lot of people in America. And I can't stand it when I go out to these events and I see nothing but other countries' flags being waved. Here in America, it's insane. We need to bring that back. Our country used to represent a lot. America used to be God, country, and family. But people are so scared to even pray in a school now. You're told that you can't do that because it could be offensive to somebody. It could be offensive to another person who came into your country because they didn't assimilate the right way.
Freedom of religion, first words of First Amendment.
Okay, but also, guess what? It's in America, too, so you have to assimilate, sir. It's America. If you want to be a communist, go somewhere else.
My country is much as it is yours, sir.
Okay, but guess what? Yeah, and I can say whatever I want.
So you keep your mouth shut.
So God, country, and family, like we just said. People do have the freedom of religion, yes, but our country was founded on Christianity. I shouldn't be told that I can't pray to God. I shouldn't be told that I can't say a prayer at my school. But guess what else is happening? People can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance. People can't even be patriotic anymore. What is wrong? What is wrong with the insanity? And our families are being attacked. The fact that you can't say him or her. You can't see all this stuff. Look, if a man and a woman want to get married, that's fine. If two dudes want to get married, that's fine. But stop shoving it down people's throats. We have confused kids that are going through all kinds of stuff. And people are, I just don't understand it, completely out of control. This is America. We should be proud to be an American. We should be proud to stand up for what it represents to be that. And we should sit here and we should respect these types of places. Because it's not glorifying war. It's not doing anything of that. What it means is these names right here. Look at this. Come over here. This person sacrificed their sanity, their life, everything to go because they believed in America. All of these people right here believed in something more than themselves.
There it is. That's the report from Joe Biggs. And you can check out the rest on YouTube, the Alex Jones channel. We'll be right back. Lots more to cover. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Drinking water. You can't survive without it. But we're
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937.